Hello, little friends. Welcome to Isa's Story Corner. Tonight we have a very special story about a cozy village called Dreamdale and a clever little girl named Rosie. Are you ready for our sleepy adventure? Let's begin. In the cozy village of Dreamdale, there lived a clever little girl named Rosie with curly brown hair and bright green eyes. Every night, the magical sleep bell in the town square would ring gently, helping everyone drift off to peaceful dreams. But one evening, something strange happened. The bell fell silent. Without their magical sleep bell, the villagers wandered around confused and wide awake. Parents paced their porches, children played in their pajamas, and even the village cats meowed restlessly. Poor Dreamdale had completely forgotten how to fall asleep. Rosie knew she had to help her neighbors find their way back to Dreamland. As she walked through the village thinking, she discovered a wise old turtle named Oliver sitting peacefully by the fountain. His shell was emerald green, and his eyes twinkled with ancient wisdom. Oliver smiled kindly at Rosie and spoke in a gentle, slow voice. He explained that long before the magic bell, the villagers used special bedtime rituals to find peaceful sleep. Together, they could teach everyone these forgotten ways to welcome sweet dreams. Rosie and Oliver visited each cottage in Dreamdale. They taught the Baker family to count fluffy clouds instead of sheep. They showed little Tommy how taking slow, deep breaths like a sleeping dragon could make his body feel heavy and relaxed. At Mrs. Chen's house, they created a magical bedtime story about dancing moonbeams. Oliver taught the Murphy twins how to relax their muscles from their toes to their heads, like melting ice cream on a warm day. As Rosie and Oliver shared these gentle bedtime secrets with each family, something wonderful began to happen. One by one, the villagers started yawning and feeling drowsy. The magical feeling of sleepiness was returning to Dreamdale without needing the bell at all. Soon, all of Dreamdale was fast asleep, snoring peacefully in their cozy beds. Rosie tucked Oliver safely by the fountain and whispered goodnight to her sleeping village. She had learned that the most powerful sleep magic comes from caring for others and simple, gentle routines.
Good night, Oliver. Good night to my sleeping village and no scenic magic.
The next morning, the villagers woke up refreshed and grateful. They decided they didn't need the magic bell anymore. They had something even better. They had learned to create their own peaceful bedtime magic through kindness, breathing, and gentle routines. And that's the end of our sleepy story about Rosie and the village of Dreamdale. Now it's time for your own sweet dreams. Remember to take deep breaths, think happy thoughts, and sleep peacefully. Good night, little ones, and we'll see you next time. Remember to get your free coloring book. Bye-bye.